Well, you might have heard me talking to Luke Boner last night about this planned fuel boycott. There is one lady who has set up a Facebook page and she is urging motorists not to buy fuel on the 26th of October. Now, I don't know what this is necessarily going to achieve because we've all still got to drive. We all still need fuel and we're, let's face it, just going to buy it either the day before or the day after. But have you wondered why fuel prices go up and down and why they are at the level they're at? Well, one person that is going to discuss it with us and actually put it in perspective for us is Bruce Rosengarten, the Director of International Ideas. Bruce, are we perhaps whinging a little bit about fuel prices in Australia?
Well, fuel prices in Australia are pretty low compared to other OECD countries. We're probably in the lowest three countries in the OECD, which means it's not too bad. And a big chunk of fuel prices is taken up by taxes we pay, which help towards the roads and other aspects. About 41 cents in every litre at the moment is an excise tax, and then you've got your 10% GST on the price of fuel. So you're paying about 15 to 18 cents extra on that. So somewhere between 55 and 60 cents in every litre at the moment is going in government tax in some form. And that's what affects a fair bit of fuel price. There are a few other factors, Stephen, that affect fuel price. Crude prices, and the crude price, you know, you go back to 2014, it was $115 a barrel. 2016, which we loved, it was only $27 a barrel. And at the start of October, it was around $85 this month. It's fallen to about $80 now. So then you add in the exchange rate. Stephen, can you remember what the exchange rate was at the start of the year? 78 cents
that's
right. We got in the US dollar. Now we get 71 cents. And given crude oil is traded in US dollars, all these factors have been pushing up fuel prices, which is a big issue for everybody. I understand that. But, you know, they're the key drivers behind it.
There's a couple of questions come out of that. You talk about the crude oil price and how it's fluctuated from, as you say, $150 a barrel to $27 at one stage. What affects that? How does that come about?
Well, different world events. So if they're worried that Saudi Arabia is going to be boycotted because of a journalist who appears to have been killed, then people are worried there could be a boycott. Saudi Arabia is the largest supplier of oil in the world. Oh, fuel price goes up. If they think that there's going to be a big boycott in Iran or there's a war in Iraq, it changes fuel prices. If they think things are steady and there's a big supply and that OPEC increases its supply, then fuel prices come down. If OPEC has a meeting and says, let's reduce supply, oil prices will go up. So there's a lot of factors that are driving the crude oil price.
Bruce, the answer in Australia to everything is always to blame the government. And when you say that 41.2 cents per litre is excise tax, there would be some people say, well, the government wants to help us out. They could get rid of that. But is that really the answer?
I think the answer is that's not going to change. We can argue about it. What can motorists do? Because the fuel price goes up and down, mainly because of the competitive nature. And it used to be a 7 to 10 day cycle. Now it's about a 3 to 4 week cycle. So it's a deeper cycle. It goes up more and comes down more. Here's some advice for motorists. Make sure you get vouchers. Use your vouchers. And secondly, what do? I buy gift cards for the different supermarkets that you can use at the fuel price. And I pay $95 for a $100 gift card. So I've saved 5%. Then I use my voucher, I save another 4 cents. So I'm saving 4 cents and another 5%. So I'm actually getting some good prices.
Okay.
And you can always use plenty of apps, Stephen. People can download apps, look for the best prices. There's Petrol Spy, there's Fuel Map Australia, there's Gas Buddy. There's lots of apps they can download. Work out your geographic area, pick the place that's got the best price, and go and buy your fuel. So be smart about buying fuel, and don't wait till your tank gets empty. If you see a good price, fill up then.
Yeah, it's one thing I've been doing recently is using the app, and you know, and if I see a cheap price maybe a day ahead of when I would normally fill up, I'll use it. But is there any difference? Because, I mean, a lot of people will be saying, oh, I'm afraid of these independents. Is the quality of the fuel going to be the same?
What I can tell you is that the branded fuels in the majors, for instance, Vortex or V-Power or Ultimate, they have special additives in them.
Right.
And those additives help clean your engine, help lubricate it, and make sure that there might even be a bit more power through your engine. So they do have some extra additives. The octane levels that are advertised will always be correct, whether it's an independent or whether it's a major. But the majors do put in special additives. They develop them with special suppliers, and those additives have some very high-quality products in them to protect your engine, to clean your engine, and enhance the performance of your engine.
Bruce, what do you think about this proposed boycott of service stations that's planned for the 26th of this month?
Look, at the end of the day, Stephen, you were pretty correct. People are going to have to fill up their car the day before or the day after. The fuel prices in Australia aren't exorbitant compared to other parts in the world. The factors that make up fuel prices have been heading in the wrong direction for us pretty much this year. Crude oil's been going up, exchange rate's been going down. They haven't been helpful for the average Australian. I understand that. So be smart about buying. Boycotting, it's not going to change the world. You might be expressing something, but you're going to still have to fill up your car.
Yeah, well said. Bruce, good to speak to you.
Thanks a lot, Stephen.
That's Bruce Rosengarten. What do you think? 132710, give me a call.